Thursday, April 8th. Main effort today was speech follow-up. The reaction based on last night was overall very good, and I think we accomplished what we were after, and I think the president feels that way too. He did have Henry and me in early this morning and made the point that only the two of us had stood up and that he would never forget it, and that he also would never forget the fact that no one else did stand up. And he would keep that in mind as time went on. He was fairly emotional on the point and obviously feels quite strongly about this. He still has a very strong feeling that there was a lack of moral support, both in the cabinet and the staff, and that he has no use for weak men, and that that's really what we've got. He was very pleased with the way he worked the emotional part into the speech, and thinks that's what really made it. And of course, he's absolutely right. We had our Colson and Finch youth meeting late this afternoon. The president went through Bob's various suggestions and approved all of them. Then got into sort of a general discussion on how things are going, and particularly some of the general political situation. He did make the point that some of the things Bob had suggested weren't worth doing because, as he said, everything I do, nothing gets known. And that if we do these things and don't get any mileage out of them, they don't accomplish anything. He had a Clemstone fundraising dinner for Illinois tonight, which he was dreading, especially when he discovered late this afternoon that Chuck Percy was going to be there. He called me at home after the dinner in pretty good spirits, particularly delighted because he had gotten out at 9:30 after talking for 25 or 30 minutes. He said he had urged support of Percy and Ogilvy, but then had decided to get into the SST thing, which, of course, Percy had voted against. So he made a strong pitch on the basis that we must not recoil from exploring the unknown. We must avoid turning inward and becoming small. Once he had warmed up to this, he decided to go on, and he hit the necessity for maintaining a strong national defense, which got Percy again since he had been against the ABM. He was also pleased that practically everyone there had heard the TV speech and was very moved by it. The last part, of course, did it, and he thinks he may well have struck a good chord with that. End of April 8th.